Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And joining us on the phone briefly right now is Ben Kaplan. It seems like he's got the system all figured out. In high school, Ben won more than 24 scholarships, and it added up to nearly $90,000. He went to Harvard virtually for free and graduated without any debt. He's the author of How to Go to College Almost for Free, The Secrets of Winning Scholarship Money, and he's the founder of cityofcollegedreams.org. Ben, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, and thanks for the nice introduction. My parents smile every time the no debt part is mentioned, so thank you very much.
Well, how'd you win all that money?
Well, you know, I stumbled upon it accidentally. I grew up playing competitive tennis, always assumed I'd go to school on a tennis scholarship, and I got an injury. And all of a sudden, I needed a different way to pay for school. And I assumed you had to be, you know, the next Michael Jordan amazing athlete to get a scholarship. But I found these forms where they asked you to do little essays, get some letters of recommendation. So I sent that off. I ended up applying for about 36 different scholarships, won 24 of them. And like you said, accumulated $90,000 in scholarship money. So it changed my life. And I discovered that there are really scholarships out there, no matter what your background is, your interests, your GPA, and really the common link is the students who win them are the ones who really seek them out and are determined to find them.
And you don't have to be an A or even a B student to qualify?
Well, you know, that's one of the big myths. I mean, certainly there are some academically focused scholarships, but there are a lot of other ones that reward different things. So, for instance, something like the arts recognition and talent search, where you send in a portfolio of your artwork or you send in an audition tape and you can get money for college that way. Or something, let's say, like the Toshiba Explore Vision Challenge, where you do a project with a team of students and you project a vision of a technology 20 years in the future. So you imagine what are cell phones going to be like 20 years from now. You get money for college that way. So all of these, there's tens of thousands of different different scholarship providers. They all want to recognize different things, and that's why there are so many scholarships that exist out there.
How many are dependent on your ability to pay?
Well, that's another little secret about this process. I mean, certainly there are some need-based aid programs, but all of the scholarships I won, the 24 scholarships, were all merit-based scholarships. So what that means is they didn't look at my my family's finances. It was based on some type of achievement. And the thing about that is that's really, really broad. So, you know, one thing that I'm really excited about and the focus kind of on merit scholarships is that, you know what, no matter what your circumstance is, for a lot of families caught in what I call the middle-income financial aid crunch, where probably a lot of listeners know this, where you make too much money to qualify for a ton of need-based aid, but not enough money to just get out your checkbook and write a check. This is a great way to fill in those gaps. And also, you know, I should mention there's more articles, free articles about that at cityofcollegedreams.org, our website, and we have a future event coming up as well.
Does it mean the kid has to spend his whole high school career doing special science projects to apply for this scholarship and going to Indonesia and digging wells for needy villages to apply for that scholarship and so on and so forth?
Well, yes. Do you have to have the community service record of Mother Teresa to apply for these? Well, here's the little secret is I think certainly being active and participating helps, but you should do the things that you are interested in, you're passionate about. One of the things that I think people have the wrong focus about is that they focus on the end result of, did I get the scholarship? Did I get into so-and-so school that was ranked high in the annual rankings? Instead of focusing on, how do I become the best version of the person I want to be? And everything else takes care of themselves. So I think, you know, if you're passion is international development work, sure, going to Indonesia would be a great thing that could help you on college applications, a great thing that could help you on scholarship applications. But now, if that's not your passion, doing that and trying to fake that wouldn't really help. So it's all about exploring your interests, your talents, your passions, discovering that. And that's the little secret is the $90,000 in scholarships was not the legacy for me. The legacy of that process was asking myself the tough questions about what I'm interested in, what I'm passionate about. I discovered through that process that, hey, I love being a writer. I love helping people through written words. That led to my first book, and that is the ultimate value of this whole process.
What are some of the strangest scholarships people can win?
Sure. There are some. I don't know if you happen to be a member of the Klingon Language Institute.
I forgot to join that one.
You forgot to join. This is a group of Star Trek fans. You don't have to speak Klingon, but you have to have a love of language. You can get a scholarship for that. Another scholarship is actually sponsored by a nude sunbathing society. I didn't personally win this, but you write an essay on what nudism means to me. And so I've never been to the awards ceremony. I'm guessing it's very casual attire. But the point is, there are scholarships really for everyone. everyone. And by the way, I should mention, at cityofcollegedreams.org, our website, we have a page that just lists some of these quirky, unusual scholarships. There's even one where you can win a scholarship for having the most creative outfit to prom made of duct tape. It's sponsored by a duct tape manufacturer. So who knew you could get a scholarship for that?
All right. Well, the author of How to Go to College Almost for Free, The Secrets of Winning Scholarship Money, is Ben Kaplan. He's also the founder of cityofcollegedreams.org. Ben, all I can say after that is live well and prosper.
Well, thank you so much. And October 19th in Philadelphia, we have a great event for families. So you can find out more at cityofcollegedreams.org.
Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. A theory that the internet is making us stupid, even though it makes us read. Stay with us.